Hello, and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to The Office. Today's experience will be confined to this session and this session only, although there won't be any post-hypnotic suggestions. You and I both know, once you've seen and experienced something that has made your toes curl with orgasmic bliss, you'll tend to want more. Those pencil skirts that you see the professional hotties wearing every day, they've already etched the desire deep enough within you that you were triggered by the idea of this recording. So, let's begin. It's time to get comfortable. Put your arms to your side. Your legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. And close your eyes. Allow yourself to assume the most natural, the most basic, restful, relaxed position. Everything around you becoming unimportant. Allow the darkness to wrap around you, softly and gently. I want you to imagine, in the darkness, a giant blackboard. A giant, empty blackboard. Nothing on it. Just the usual chalkboard you might find in any school. You may even be able to smell the dust from chalk. Now, as you imagine this blackboard, I want you to see in the middle of it a giant circle. In a moment, I'm going to place numbers within the circle from 10 down to 1. Each number representing a level of consciousness. We'll place a number in the circle, we'll erase it, and then the word sleep will rise to the surface of the circle, and we'll erase that too. So in this peaceful, calm darkness where nothing is important, where you see the board clearly, the circle on the board, I want you to see the number 10. See the number 10 inside the circle on the board. See the number clearly. 10. 10. Now wipe the 10 away. Wipe it from the circle and see the word sleep arise. See the word sleep inside the circle and erase the word. Erase the word from the circle, making room for the 9. I want you to see the 9 quite clearly. 9 inside the circle. 9. 9 going down in your consciousness. And erase the 9. Allow yourself to wipe it away. Clear it from the circle. Wipe it from the board. And see the word sleep. Sleep rising inside the circle. Sleep. Wipe away the word sleep, making room for the 8. 8, level 8. You are going down, level by level. See the curves of the 8, so smooth, so fluid. and, slowly but surely, erase the A, clearing your mind and the circle, making room for the word sleep. Sleep going down, wiping away level after level. 7. 7 inside the circle, see it clearly. 7 going deeper into your conscious mind, deeper into your subconscious. Deeper and deeper, 7. Erase the 7. Erase it all, cleanse the circle, cleanse your mind. Wipe it away. And see the word sleep. See the word clearly, sleep. Sleep going down. Erasing the word. Making room for the 6. See the curves. The soft, silky curves of the number 6. 6. And erasing the 6, erasing the circle, clearing it all away, seeing the word sleep, so comforting, sleep, sleep, and erase the word sleep. Erase it, making room now for the number 5, halfway down, halfway there, feeling wonderful as you descend into the comfort of hypnotic bliss, to a peaceful relaxation. You can see the number 5. You can feel this level, a much more peaceful, comforting level. 5. 5. Erasing the 5. Wiping it away, wiping another level gone, wiping it clear of your mind. You see the word sleep. Sleep, and you feel yourself sinking deeper into comfortableness, wiping that sleep away, wiping it all away, layer after layer after layer. 4 inside the circle, see it clearly. 4. Deeper and deeper to another level. Wipe the 4 away and sink deeper. Clearing the mind for sleep. Sleep. And wipe it away. Another layer down. Another layer deeper. And you see the number 3. 3 inside the circle. See it clearly. And wipe it away. Clear the mind, clear the circle, wipe away the 3, wipe away the level. Go deeper as you see the word sleep. Sleep. Deeper and deeper down. And you see, as you wipe away the sleep, you see the number 2. 2. Deeper and deeper down, almost there. 2 inside the circle, and erase the 2. Wipe it away. clear the circle. Clear the board of the number two. And see the word sleep. Sleep. Deeper and deeper. And as you wipe away the word, as you clear your mind, clear away another level, you can see the number one. One inside the circle. The solitary one. It's time. It's time to let go. Wipe the one away. Sinking deeper into comfortable relaxation. You can see the word sleep. Sleep appearing. Sleep is here. You can let yourself drift. Cut the ties to consciousness. Wipe away the word. Clear the circle. Clear your mind. And wipe away the circle. Forget about the circle. Forget about the board. Allow it to dissolve into the darkness, into the comfortable peace. Allow yourself to let go. Simply, peacefully, let go. You are safe and sound. Everything here in the darkness is a wonderful, hypnotic peace. Everything you experience will be familiar and pleasurable. Here you can just let go. As you look into the wonderfully peaceful darkness, I want you to look and see what appears to be a projector screen, projecting a movie into the darkness of your mind, but frozen, as though it were a still. I want you to see a multi-level office building before you. Busy, busy with people, multiple levels, just a big office building. It can be one you've seen in real life, or one you've seen in a movie, or one you've created here and now. But see all the doors and windows. Notice the building material it is made of. Notice the sidewalks. Notice all the people. They may not be clear at first. It's okay. I want you to focus in on one person. You will focus in on one person wearing a white button-down shirt and a nice tight pencil skirt. I want you to see the skirt. You're going to focus on the pencil skirt. See the legs. The shoes. You can hear the clicking of heels in the background. I want you to push your gaze back up to her beautiful button-down crisp white shirt. Notice the buttons. And as you look around this scene, I want you to notice that every single person in this shot is a woman. All different colored skirts, all different colored tops, but they're all women. All beautiful women. Each one more beautiful than the next. all of them busy at work. Walking to and fro, all of them with purpose. As you walk toward them, toward the building, toward the women, the scent of perfume wafts around you through the light breeze. You can see them a little more clearly as you get closer. The projector screen moving now. Moving. Normal speed, you're entering the scene. I want you to see two women walking toward you. Two women from this wonderful scene walking toward you. Everything is safe and wonderful. See the smiles upon their face. They are coming to greet you. And although they are speaking, you can't actually understand what they're saying. They're reaching out their hands as if to shake yours, but instead they each gently wrap their fingers, their long, soft fingers, around your wrists, and they begin to lead you into the building. You willingly follow. These women seem warm and accepting, friendly. You can tell by their actions, their movements, their facial expressions that they want you to follow them, that something wonderful is going to happen, something pleasant. You're very excited. They're very excited. You can't stop looking at the curves of those skirts, how they hug, how they hold. You can see the outline of pretty panties and sometimes no panties. You can feel yourself excited. You can feel yourself being caught up in the moment as they pull you into the building. Pulling you into this magnificent office building of the likes you've never seen before. This is a completely womanized office building. White marble pillars. White marble floors. Gold leaf mirrors. Absolutely magnificent, grand, almost like a luxurious hotel. You've never seen the likes of anything so grand and majestic. All the beautiful women bustling, and the other thing you notice, every woman is perfect. Whether their hair is down or up in a bun, every single one of these professional women with purpose is the most well-groomed woman you've ever seen. Their flawless figures, their flawless hair, their flawless skin. Kind of arousing to see so many perfect women. Almost a little intimidating as they lead you through the marble halls. Each step makes you feel a little dizzier. A little more disoriented as you go deeper into the office. Trying to get your bearings, looking up, looking around the room. You can see what looks like gas, vapors coming through the vents. Is that what disorients you? Or is it that you're going deeper and deeper into the lair of the professional woman? You can hear muffled giggles coming from one of the beauties by your side. Your body growing too weak to look. The grip on your arm grows stronger as though they hold you up. You can feel your knees buckling, weaker and weaker. Growing weaker and weaker as they drag you in. Drag you into a nice big conference room with a nice big wood table. They throw you down upon it. They lie you down across the table on your back, as though they were going to serve sushi off your helpless body. And everything is looking so blurry, so foggy, so disoriented, you can't see anything clearly. More skirts more powerful women filling the room, looking at you, preparing, making busy around you. This conference table in the middle of this magnificent room, surrounded by stern women, professional stern women in body-hugging pencil skirts and button-down pressed cotton shirts, as though it were the uniform. The doors shut and locked. There is no escape. Even if your weakened body were capable. And it's not. You can see the porous tiled ceiling above you. But everything is so foggy. You can hear voices speaking around you. But they too are not clear. The women are busy, preparing, doing. But you can tell only a few are in charge. And you can tell that the others have been ordered to pull the clothes from your body, even though you can't understand what they're saying. You can feel them tugging, taking your shoes off, then your pants being dragged down. And at the same time, your shirt is being pulled off. So many busy hands, many soft, but strong, busy hands, stripping you of everything you wear, except for your tie. Those soft but strong hands working like one busy, feminine body of energy with a purpose, making you naked, taking it all away from you, except for that tie. The women in the room moving closer in, as if in to inspect you. So many faces. They now block your view of the tile ceiling above you. So many menacing smiles. So many serious-looking women. You know they have a plan for you. You can see it in their eyes. Then you feel it. The tie around your neck begins to tighten like a choke chain. It is held and tugged as commands you can't understand are barked at you. You try to answer, but you can't. You have no control over your body. As the women start to communicate with each other, their heads turning to profile as they block the tile view above you. And it begins to create a little anticipation within you. A little anxiety. For you know they're planning something. Speaking openly of what they intend to do, but you can't understand. You feel the anxiety. And then you feel a jerking, a tug between your legs. Apparently, your helpless body has responded to the female power by growing hard. But you can't tell. Are the women around you amused, angry, excited? Doesn't matter, you can feel multiple sets of hands now, reaching out and spreading your legs open a little further. Hands on your chest, on your balls, cupping and squeezing, hands on your cock. Some grip soft and others more demanding. The anticipation grows as the feeling of pleasure starts to sweep across you. The energy in the room growing stronger, almost becoming electrified. They want something from you and you want to give it. The feeling is so erotically charged, you want more. The fear dissipating as the arousal takes over. Your body going with the flow of the stroking, of the squeezing. Then you feel the tug of your tie as the one very serious woman that holds your leash leans in, pressing her cheek to yours. She whispers the one and only thing that you have been able to understand. The tie is how you are led. Up until now, it has been your leash, your tie. A tie to your business, a tie to your work. But now, it is a tie to women, a tie for women. And when your chain is yanked, you will bow and serve. Do you understand? You can't speak, but you nod your head yes. It's so hard to concentrate as the women surrounding you are fondling you, milking you. You can't concentrate. You can only feel. Feel the pleasure. Yes. Feel the hands. Feel the stroking. The milking. The whispering. Bow and serve. Bow and serve with each stroke. You can hear it in your head. Saying it. Bow and serve. It is your mantra. Bow and serve. And you can't stop repeating it. Repeating it as they milk you. Bow and serve. Bow and serve. As you say it, the milking grows stronger, the stroking hands continuing. Repeat. Repeat as the gripping grows stronger, as the stroking grows faster. As you repeat, the cum builds and builds. Your balls swell and engorge. The women holding your leash repeats, bow and serve, bow and serve. The cum is welling up, you can't hold it. You can feel the pressure building, you have no control. You know what they want, you know what they want. The pressure building, the cum inching its way up your shaft. No control, the waves growing more and more intense, the pressure growing. You can feel your body. You can feel the waves. You can feel it beginning to erupt. You can feel yourself coming with abandon, coming squirt after squirt, cum shooting, warm, hot spurts, shooting, wave after wave, orgasmic waves. And you can feel the cum sprays across your chest, coming to rest in tiny little puddles. You can feel the warmth rushing through your body, your helpless body. Bow and serve. There's great pleasure in it. The tie you wear around your neck is the leash you give to women, for it is in their capable hands that you will know pleasure, submitting your will to the professional woman will bring you great pleasure. Put yourself in their hands, in the office, you, sir. In the office, you serve, and you'll know pleasure. For the office, the professional woman only lets you think it's your domain. But you are just a helpless victim to the professional attire she uses to put your mind at ease. The tie around your neck serves multi-purposes. It is your leash. Ah, the blurry faces, now starting to fade. Everything around you becoming dark. There's a peaceful calm in the dark, in your surrender. Just let the darkness, the relaxation, the peace swallow you as you breathe in, knowing your connection will always exist. The tie, your trigger. The tie is the key to your submission and to your true pleasure at the office. I'm going to pull you up now. Pull you up to consciousness by your tie. I'm going to pull you up. And when I count to five, you're going to be relaxed, refreshed. Doesn't matter what you remember. You're going to feel wonderful. I want you to feel yourself starting to float up now. Floating up from the table one, coming up the consciousness ever so slowly. Two, you can feel the tie around your neck as I pull you up. Up the consciousness. Two, so relaxed. Three, coming up now, feeling good. Four, and five. Wide awake. Wide awake. Open your eyes nice and wide like you're surprised. Open them. Eyelashes to eyebrows. Very, very wide eyes like you're surprised. You may feel a little groggy, a little disoriented. It's okay. Give yourself a minute or two to adjust. You did wonderfully. Just breathe in now. Doesn't matter what you remember. Whatever you have to do today, you will excel at. If you're getting ready for bed, you'll sleep deep and sound. I'm so glad we were able to spend this time together. I look forward to our next journey. Have a wickedly wonderful day.